I would welcome your support on August 14th. Thank you very much.
Please check out the website, www.dayincourt.us. I'm very proud of the endorsements you'll see on there, and that'll also be an opportunity if you want to get involved with support, yard signs, or if you have any questions for me, they'll be relayed.
Day's endorsements include the Fraternal Order of Police and more than 200 individual members of the Florida Bar Association. He's been on the bench since 2006. The first 2 years, Day worked in the criminal division in Clearwater and Newport Richey.
Since then, I have been in what we call Unified Family Court, which I don't have time to explain to you. It's a unique niche court. It's about kids and rehabilitation of the kids and of dysfunctional families. It's not like anything else, and I have developed a passion for children's issues. I serve on the Dependency Court. I chair the Dependency Court Improvement Committee. I serve as on the board of directors of the Florida Council of Family and Juvenile Court Judges.
Agnes McCabe began her legal career in Colorado after receiving her law degree from the University of Denver in the mid-80s. There, she handled personal injury and Social Security disability cases before moving to Georgia to practice trial law.
It was swift justice, and I don't think Mr. Dillinger's office would have appreciated. You had grand jury one Monday, arraignment the next Monday, and trials the next Monday. No depositions, but no sentencing guidelines either, so you could get from 1 to 20 years for a burglary. My cases that I tried there went from hunting deer at night with the use of vehicle headlights. That was my first trial ever. I was incredibly nervous, and he was acquitted in 20 minutes in Meriwether County. I then proceeded to more serious cases such as murder, rape, armed robbery, child molestation cases, and had about 70 jury trials in Georgia.
McCabe is the only candidate who chose to challenge a judicial incumbent instead of pursuing an open seat. Florida Representative Rick Kreisman, who is also an attorney, said that's something she may have to answer for.
If someone's going to do that, and anytime you run against an incumbent, it's always harder, and there needs to be a specific reason why. I mean, to me, you got to give the voters a reason why the incumbent should no longer serve and you should take their place.
And Kreisman said her response didn't really answer his question.
I chose to run against a sitting judge because I feel as if my broad experience in the last 27 years qualify me to be a judge, not just because of my experience, but because of my temperament. I think, as I said before, it's very important in court to treat people with dignity and respect, and that's very important both as an attorney and as a judge. I've appeared in front of a lot of judges, and I've seen how court calendars are run. I've been able to weigh the credibility of witnesses in the investigative room at the state attorney's office, and I like to think that I'm well respected in the legal community for my ability to get along well with other people, and that's why I've chosen to run.
Circuit court seats don't come with a guaranteed court assignment, but Judge Day has been firmly in place in the family division for nearly 4 years. His experience there has given him what he describes as a passion for children. He's the chair of the Dependency Court Improvement Committee, where he provides legal services to children in troubled households. Day is campaigning on many of the accomplishments he's had in the family court system.
Department of Children and Families Secretary Wilkins gave me the Excellence in Child Welfare Services Award for the circuit, quote, in reference to my, quote, keeping kids safe, stepping up to do what is right for children and families, and as an advocate for child welfare, end quote. I'm very proud of that.
Both Day and McCabe fielded questions from members of the nonpartisan political club, but because of rules regulating what judiciary candidates can and cannot discuss, many of the questions went largely unanswered. One pertained to the constitutionality of the new federal health care law that's being challenged in the Supreme Court. A Tiger Bay member wanted to know which provisions, if any, the candidates would strike. None were able to say specifically, but Day said the justices have a challenge ahead of them.
Mr. Gillespie, let me talk to you about the decision-making process of a judge. It's a little like manufacturing. You gather together all the raw materials. You gather together all of the tools that are available for it, and you go to work. If you're part of a group like the nine people on the Supreme Court, you end up going to work in a collegial basis with give and take and discussion. Those folks not only have their years of experience, their expertise, their educations, massive law libraries, staffs of law clerks, they have the benefit of briefs, which are a misnomer because they're going to stack up about this high, from the parties, and argument of the cases. You work with all that stuff, and then you try to get it right. And God bless them. I hope they get it right.
Political blogger and Tiger Bay regular Peter Schorsch tried to get around the rules by proposing a Jeopardy-style round where candidates offered questions they'd like to be able to answer. Agnes McCabe said, "Are you a Republican or a Democrat?"
For whatever reason, that even though we're a trial judge, that seems to matter to some of the voters, the lay public that are out there. And I would like to be able to answer, where do you stand on the Stand Your Ground law or the Affordable Health Care Act? I would actually like to answer those questions. I did want to share, too, I was in Gulfport the other day, and I was shaking hands and saying, "Hi, I'm Agnes McCabe, I'm running for a judge." And this woman said, "Where do you stand on the death penalty?" So I did say, "Well, this is going to sound like mumbo jumbo," and she at least stayed with me. Her eyes didn't fog over. But then she asked if I was Republican or Democrat, and I said, "Well, I can't answer that either." And she said, "Well, look," she was selling earrings, and she had donkey earrings and elephant earrings. She said, "Which one of those would you buy?"